We're doing Tehillim, the 70th chapter. We'll see it right now. 70th chapter. Perek Ayin. Lam natzeh le David lehazkir. The following song was said for the conductor to sing, lehazkir, which could mean to mention before the omnipresent to bring the salvation quickly. It could mean to mention the memory of Israel, just as the Livona is called Azkarata, that when they bring the Ktores, it was supposed to arouse, so to speak, Hashem's thoughts about the Jewish people. Elokim lehatzileni Adonai lezrati chusha. So the word chusha at the end of the pasuk seems to go over the whole pasuk. Please be swift, chusha, be swift for the two things I'm going to mention. Elokim lehatzileni, God to save me. Hashem lezrati, Hashem to help me. Chusha, be swift. And so be swift goes on the whole sentence. Yevoshu v'yachpiru mevakshei nafshi. May those who seek my soul, those who want to kill me, may they be shamed, may they be embarrassed. Yisogu achor v'yikalemu. They should move back. Yisogu achor. We just discussed that when people are embarrassed, so they subconsciously take a step back. And even in body language, even as we talk, we move our body to indicate whether we're interested or not, whether we're skeptical or buying it. So when I was a kid, I was in seventh grade, and I heard this concept that your body language indicates to the speaker whether you're interested or not. So I decided to try it out. There was a teacher that I didn't care too much for her class, but I decided I want to see if I can make her smile. I want to see if I can make her think I love her class. So I leaned forward the whole class. I kept looking at what she was saying. By the end of the class, every time she looked at my desk, she was smiling. There was one student who was an avid listener. He was interested. I was playing around. I just wanted to see if I could get her to be happy with me. I took the next class, spent the whole class listening like this. I didn't get any smiles that class. We shift our positions based on whether we're interested or not, based on whether we like what we're hearing or not. You can see, they teach this to salespeople, that if you're trying to make a sale, you're selling insurance. So long as he's leaning forward, you're in a good place. The second he leans back, you have to pay attention. Is he thinking it through, or is he taking a step back? I'm not going for this deal. You have to ask yourself, what did I just say that rubbed him the wrong way? Okay, so David HaMelech says, Yisogu achor v'yikalemu. He's talking about those who are mevakshei nafshi, they want me dead. Yevoshu v'yachpiru, let them be shamed, let them be embarrassed. Let them turn back. Turning back can be to turn back from harming him. Turning back could also be when they're embarrassed, which is what he's describing now. V'yikalemu chafetzei ra'ati, those who seek to harm me, may they yisogu achor, may they have to retreat. Retreat could mean retreat from harming me. Retreat could mean, as David the Melech stresses in this pasuk, they will be shamed, and part of being embarrassed is that we retreat. We subconsciously take steps back.
So which psalm
is it? We're on 70. Tehillim Ayin. Ayin. 70. 70. Yashuvu al ekev boshtam. They should have to take steps back as a payback for what they embarrassed me. One of the things David HaMelech suffered was that people would try to embarrass him repeatedly. Ha'omerim he'ach he'ach. Those that were always rejoicing when I had troubles. Every time David went down, There are people who are partying. Oh, great, he's finally down. Yasisu v'yismichu b'cha, b'cha kol mevakshecha. Hashem, those who seek you should always rejoice and be happy in you. V'yomeru tamid yigdal Elohim. And those who love you, those who seek your salvation, may they always be able to say, Yigdal Elohim, that Hashem is so great. Ohavei Yeshuatecha. These people who love your salvation. And the distinction, when one is interested in Hashem's salvation, so then one is careful that one does things properly, honestly. If Hashem is in the picture, so then I'm going to behave in accordance with how Hashem wants me to behave. I'm just wondering if these words, Yigdal Elokim, are the source for the song, Yigdal Elokim. Do they have the same meaning there as here? That's why I paused. Just mulling that over. So, we'll move forward. Vani ani ve'evyon Elohim chushali. David HaMelech says, I am so down. It's as though I were impoverished. It's as though I were destitute. Hashem, please be quick to save me. Ezri umfaleti ahata. You are the one who helped me. Whenever I escaped, it's only thanks to you, Adonai, Al Te'achar. And so even now, I turn to you, Hashem, and I pray, please, do not delay. Do it quickly. So this is a short psalm. The focus of the psalm is that Hashem should be swift to save David. Sometimes there isn't time for a long prayer. The time is urgent. David prays for a quick salvation. That's the focus of this psalm. Within it, he mentions that there are those who always want him down, and may they be turned away, may they be shamed, as he will again have a salvation, because his hope is in Hashem. Now, this recurring theme of having a hope in Hashem is a key concept in all of life. If my hope is in Hashem, so then I can be honest and things will work out right. Why would someone be dishonest? Why would someone try to destroy someone else? Because I think that it's all a question of what I do. If I know that I have a limited realm within which I have to act, but I have to act with Hashem's system because Hashem decides what the outcome is going to be, so then there's no reason to be dishonest. I recognize that there are things that are beyond my control. I have to do my ishtadlut. So if I'm hoping for Hashem's salvation, that means I'm going to do mine, but I recognize that Hashem is running the show and that's going to impact everything I do.